Thank you for having me, Leslie. Hey.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, that's correct. Well, essentially, in a nutshell, coaching is about pretty much developing your potential and about creating positive change in your life. And it's about improving your life and ensuring that you maintain these changes over the long term. Well, yeah, exactly. That pretty much everyone who comes to see me wants to change some part of their behavior. I think everyone wants to change something about their behavior, whether it's good or bad. Exactly. Precisely, yeah. Yeah, so essentially, if you want to change a certain behavior of yours, people usually go through 5 stages of change, and this is the model that I use. And the 5 stages of change are the following. It's pre-contemplation, meaning you haven't even thought about changing, you're happy exactly where you are. And then you go to the contemplation, where you're like, yeah, there's a few things I probably should change, but I'm really happy where I am at the moment. Yeah, you're thinking about it, but you're not ready to commit to that change. And then you get to, I guess, the preparation stage where you're like, right, I really do need to change this behaviour of mine. And you think about how you're going to go about that. We do, definitely. And then you get to the action stage where you're actually changing your behaviour, whether it's exercising or giving up smoking or stopping drinking or eating more healthily, whatever it is. And then the final stage, and it really is the most important stage, and a lot of people don't think it is the maintenance stage, where you actually are engaging this behaviour over the long term.
Because I think that with a lot of things, just over the years, that it's still getting to a point until you eventually got to change your habits, haven't you?
Exactly.
Exactly,
and people don't realise that to actually change a habit, it takes 3 weeks, if not a month, of engaging in that particular behaviour. Well, they recommend at least 3 weeks, but 3 weeks even up to a month, yeah. So whatever behaviour you're wanting to change, you really have to be engaging that behaviour for at least 3 weeks before you can, I guess, take the foot off the pedal and relax and know that you've changed that particular behaviour. Yeah.
And they'll say, oh, I really
would love one, but I'm glad I don't, exactly.
You have a temptation,
but
you've got to have,
you've got to have, make yourself, haven't you? You've got to have
the self-discipline.
Yeah, exactly. It all comes back to self-discipline, I think.
Oh, that's the hard bit.
It is the hard bit. And that's why going to see a coach is also good, because they keep you on track, so to speak. Well, it entails a lot of things, but essentially it entails clarifying what you want from your life, so it's setting yourself effective goals. That usually happens at the start of the process. And then obviously monitoring your progress on your journey of change throughout the way, and the coach is really good at doing this. And also staying focused and challenged. Yeah, definitely. And also sticking to your commitments. You say you're going to do something and the coach makes sure you stay on track, but also you achieve the goal in the end as well. And also continually re-examining your ideas, plans and strategies. Sometimes it might be that you want to adjust your goals slightly halfway through the process. And that's fine. That's what people have to understand. And the final one is identifying your life values and acting in accordance with these values. Because so often people act in accordance with society's values, I guess, and not necessarily their own values. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's a really good point, and that's what people have to understand. Is even if you set your goals, you can change them. Because a lot of people who come to me are really scared to actually set goals because they think they've got to stick to them and they can't change them.
Yeah. But just because
Exactly.
And I guess that's where the coaching helps, because we are human, we're not robots, we've got these feelings.
We do, we do.
Everybody helps each other, as a matter of fact.
Precisely, yeah, and everyone's different as well. Well, exactly. I guess the type of coach that I do a lot of my work in is life coaching, which is you're looking at your life as a whole and you're working out what areas of your life you want to change. Some people, you know, might say they want to improve their fitness, or other people might look at their career or their family relationships as well. So you look at your life as a whole. That's what a life coach does. But there's also other types of coaches, such as career coaches.
Tell us about career coaches.
It's really just as the name suggests. People will often go to a career coach if they're confused about their career. They might not know what the next step is in terms of their jobs. It might be late high school students as well who are wanting to choose the right university course or the right trade or the next step after high school. So yeah, people go to career coaches for pretty much to help them work out their career. Exactly, guidance counsellors. But they're finding that often they need another step as well, because guidance counsellors often have to deal with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of students, and often they don't get the support they require from high school. And they have to go and see a career coach who has, I guess, a bit more specialised knowledge than some of the careers counsellors do. And the third type is executive coaching, which a lot of your listeners probably would have heard about. It's been in the media quite a lot. And it's just as they say, it's coaching executives. So what does executive coaching entail? Often there's a lot of, we call it emotional intelligence. There's a lot of executives who want to get to that next level, but they can't for personality reasons, or getting on with people within the workforce, or getting on with their staff. That's all about emotional intelligence. It's a very big new area. It's kind of like intellectual intelligence. Everyone knows about intellectual intelligence. Sorry? Yeah, definitely. I think coaching entails a lot of emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is about setting goals and just pretty much being a success in life generally. So yes, that's a very interesting area as well.
And,
well, that's a very good question, isn't it? But that is a curly one. Well, I think firstly, they're actually going to be seeing changes in their life. Not after the end, after the first session. People usually start to see changes straight away. And if they're not seeing changes straight away, they're knowing that the coaching isn't working. So that's the number one way, because what I do is obviously I get people to set goals early on, and I get them to commit to certain action plans every week. So if they're not completing the different action plans, you know that they're not on track, and you know that they're not engaging with the coaching.
And you have to start all over again.
And
start from scratch,
and
we'll try that one again.
Exactly, definitely. And the second way is we administer a lot of self-report questionnaires. So, I might administer like a satisfaction with life scale, where people fill in a few questions and they can work out how satisfied they are with life. Or also I can measure their depression, anxiety and stress. And I do this at the start of the coaching, also at the end.
That one, while we're on that mark,
yeah.
That would have a lot to do with it, wouldn't it?
Definitely, yeah. So if people have improved their, you know, satisfaction with life or depression, anxiety and stress, that's another way of seeing whether it's been effective. Now, and the third way is how others rate your behaviour. We call this 360-degree feedback, because often, you can be biased when rating your behaviour, can't you? But so if you get others to rate it for you, it's another way of measuring the effectiveness of coaching. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Precisely.
I'll just tell you, how it is. I appreciate that, don't you?
Exactly. And this is used a lot in executive coaching, where the executive, they'll get reports from about five or six of, you know, their staff and also people higher than them in the organisation.
All right, we're going to a break now, Mark, and then we'll be back just to finish off.
Perfect.
See you then.
Right, see ya. Yeah, definitely, and I'm also one of them, because one of the main reasons that we're doing it is because we don't often have a lot of sessions to create change with our clients. The old cliche of going to see your psychoanalyst, I think, and sit on the couch and you're there for the next 4 years and you're seeing them three times a week, no longer really exists. Nowadays, people are wanting short, sharp sessions where you might see a psychologist for even six sessions and then go away into your life. But as I said, a lot of psychologists are using coaching as a good framework. And also, I just want to repeat, I know I've spoken about this before on your program, but seeing a psychologist is now very affordable, as it's covered under Medicare.
Well, Mark, people do need to know.
They do. Yeah. Well, especially when you talk about coaching, people think you have to pay a few thousand dollars to see a professional coach. And I'm sure those coaches exist, but if you're seeing a psychologist who does coaching, then, essentially Medicare covers it. So, I just want to repeat this for your listeners. In order to see a coach as a psychologist, all you need to do is make an appointment and bring your Medicare card along to the session, and the psychologist will charge the session to Medicare, leaving more money in your back pocket.
Fantastic.
So yeah, that's
fantastic.
Yeah, that's really good news for you.
How many sessions do they cover a year?
So the government can cover up to 18 sessions per year if the person wants it. So that's more than enough to get you motivated and quitting your smoking or improving your diet or whatever you need to do to change your life. Okay, so in order to gain these Medicare rebates, you'll first need to get a referral from your GP, and they will, assess you, and they'll put you on what they call a mental health care plan.
Right. And can you go, just say you're going to the doctor, can you request, or has the doctor got a suggestion?
Well, you can definitely talk to the doctor about this program, but essentially the doctor has got to assess you and refer you that way. Definitely, yeah.
Where can people get more information?
Well, they can get it by looking at my website.
Mm-hmm.
And my website is www.corduba.com.au. That's corduba.com.au. Or alternatively, they can email me.
Mm-hmm.
And my email is m.corduba, that's corduba@gmail.com.
Information.
Well, thank you for having me, Leslie. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Great, and we'll catch you up again probably in a month's time.
Excellent. Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.